Chapter 1. Ben's stomach clenched with anxiety as his mum turned off the motorway onto the main road into Plymouth. "Don't be ridiculous," he told himself firmly. "There's nothing to be afraid of." He'd made it through his first term as an undergraduate, his second attempt at doing a degree. He was fine. He could do this. But the thought of going back to live among people who were still mostly strangers to him, even after a whole term, was daunting. He sighed. It was his own fault. The guys he lived with were friendly enough. It was Ben himself who'd kept them at arm's length, deflecting their attempts to get to know him better.
"Are you okay, love?"
his mum asked. "You're very quiet."
"Yeah, just a bit nervous. It's weird going back after being home for a while."
He'd spent the whole of the Christmas holidays back with his family. 3 weeks where he could let his guard down and be himself without hiding any aspect of who he was. 3 weeks of not worrying whether he was acting masculine enough, sounding masculine enough, not needing to hide his scars, the ones on his skin or the ones in his heart. Ben was lucky. He knew that. Having a supportive family was more than many trans guys had. Right from the day Ben came out, his mum, his big sister, and his younger brother had given him nothing but unconditional support. His dad had found it a little harder to come to terms with, but he got there eventually. And now he was on Ben's side as much as the rest of them. Leaving that safe haven to go back to the uncertainty of his life at uni was hard. It wasn't that he was struggling. He was doing okay, enjoying his course, psychology this time. First time around, his choice of subject had been as much of a mistake as everything else in his life. He'd been bored and miserable doing business studies, and when his declining mental health forced him to drop out, he hadn't been sad to leave. At that point, he'd been too fucked up about everything to care. 5 years later, Ben had started from scratch. New name, new gender, new body, new university, new subject. When he looked at old photos of himself, he couldn't recognize the girl in them. She looked like a sister he'd never had.
Her smile hiding all the confusion and discomfort buried behind the facade.
Now he looked in the mirror and finally recognized himself. And the world saw the person he'd always been on the inside. His life was so much better, but he was still only halfway there because his social anxiety and inability to trust were stopping him from making friends.
"Are you going to try and keep that New Year's resolution you made?"
his mum asked gently, as if she could read his mind.
"Yeah, I'm going to make a bit more effort to be sociable. It's just, I still find it hard to let people in."
Maybe it was a mistake to keep trying to be stealth. He'd thought about being out and proud, joining clubs and societies to connect with other trans people, to be open about himself and his history. But he'd fought so hard and been through so much to get to this point where the world looked at him and saw a man. Ben was afraid that if he told people he was trans, they'd see him differently. But by keeping it a secret, he had to hide so much of himself. It wasn't that being transgender defined him completely, yet at the same time it was an integral part of his experience, his struggle, his realization, his transition. They all made him who he was, and it was hard to imagine being friends with people without being able to talk about that. Plus, if he ever wanted a boyfriend, he'd have no option but to share his secret. Ben might pass with his clothes on, but with his clothes off, his body was undeniably different to that of a cisgender male. He sighed again, wondering if he'd ever find the courage to try and date someone. It was hard to imagine feeling confident enough. His dysphoria, the sense of wrongness that he'd carried with him as long as he could remember, had eased a lot with hormones and top surgery, but he hadn't had sex in so long. The last time he'd been intimate with someone, he'd still been faking it as a girl.